Welcome to Awareness to Action, where you'll discover how possibilities become reality with me, Joan Marlowe. Join me and my amazing guests for powerful stories about those world-shifting aha moments. You know, the ones that catapult you into action and transform the way you walk through the world. Yes, you can live your life with purpose and passion. Maybe you aren't there yet, and that's okay. This show will take you behind the scenes and walk you through how other people just like you were called to transform their lives and the journey they embarked on to get there. The first step to taking life-changing action, or any action at all, is awareness. Maybe that's why you're here. Join the movement to create and live your purpose and passion while embracing your authenticity. Awareness to Action starts now. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, and welcome to this episode of Awareness to Action, where I get to talk to some amazing guests who are going to be sharing pieces and parts of their journeys as they discovered or towards finding their life's purpose. So we talk about their aha moments and how those aha moments catapulted them from that simple point of awareness to a point that says, I need to make a change. Let's make it happen. So I'm really honored and excited to have for my guest today, Vicki Ogner. And Vicki, I met Vicki at a yoga class, but it's not your typical yoga. It's NAM yoga, and that's spelled N-A apostrophe A-M. And it's a very, very, very unique kind of yoga. But Vicki is far more than just yoga. She does some pretty amazing things, and we're going to talk about that. So a little bit about her background is Vicki Ogner is a 68-year-old health and fitness guru, mom, grandma, dog ma, former hippie, life lover, and source of great amounts of energy. She's a health and wellness expert turned startup founder of Alive Fit and Free, a community which hosts virtual classes and events for any age or ability. Her path has been anything but ordinary. She started her career after facing and beating cancer at 25, God bless you, being widowed at 48 with six children, double God bless you, and finally turning her passion into a social startup at age 66, triply, God bless you. She loves a great cup of coffee outside listening to the birds in the morning. She loves to move her body through choreographed moves and dance, which in turn brings her joy as she watches her sweet clients smile and laugh at her moves, as well as marveling at their own movement. She loves a nice Pinot Grigio, girl to my own heart, and broccoli spears, I'll take that too, and very much loves to travel and explore. And even a piece that she does, even on her website that we're going to talk about, includes like travelogue kinds of things and exploring places that are other than where we live on a day-to-day basis. And she also can't resist being dared. So when I invited her to be on this show, she went, sure, let's go do that. Let's go and explore this. So we've had a lot of fun exploring exploring lots of ins and outs of where we're going to go today. And as always, these are conversations. None of this stuff can be scripted because it just can't. And again, that like-minded philosophy is everything is to the positive and everything is possible. And we just know it'll just work out. So as we turn to her story, my question to you is, how would you face cancer, death of a spouse, and then starting a business at age 66? Those are three, she describes them as the three whammies. And so when I ask for people to share one aha moment to talk about, you've got someone like Vicki who has faced so many aha moments and so many times has been had the rug pulled out from under her, and she's found a way to pull herself up. She's my little phoenix star, always arising out of all kinds of ashes, as well as the queen of transformation, because she has done a lot of things. And everything she does in her classes and in her business is all about changing things and making things different. One of the super things that I really, really like about her is that, and this is directly from her, her desire is to take back the word senior. I'll vote for that. We don't sit in rocking chairs anymore. Right. And that's real important for us.
It's really important.
We need to be alive, fit, and free. And again, we need to live with abundance, and we need to live with energy, and we need to be vibrant in everything that mm-hmm. we do. So, and Vicky certainly has found lots of ways of doing that. So before we actually get started, because I'm all about looking at operational definitions. So you mentioned in this description of a social startup. So what is a social startup? And then you also refer to a community in your overall, in your overarching description of your business. So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, yes, for sure. And John, thank you so much for that lovely introduction for having me today. So let's back up a little bit. I kind of started dabbling with Alive, Fit, and Free as part of my transformation process in 2012, but I didn't know what that was supposed to look like. So I just kind of flowed along with it. But rolling around to 2019, I started getting busier than I could handle on my own. And I have a daughter that does social startup companies, which means basically that they create startups that affect the population socially. And she kept telling me, you know, I think that we could take this bigger. I think we could reach more people. I think that we could reach nations and we could, you know, make a change in people's lives. So to me, that's what social startup means. So she partnered with me in 2019. And at that point, we were doing most of our classes on site in and around the Phoenix area. And our goal was to go virtual because she lives internationally and I love to be traveling wherever I want to go. And that was part of the business plan down the road. But when COVID hit, it was kind of like, boop, out you go. It's time to do it. It's just
out of the nest you go.
Go.
We're in a pandemic. Right. Okay.
So it was a perfect opportunity for us to take what we were doing on the ground to a virtual platform. So that to me is the social startup. So, but what's happened, and I think too, that the word social goes along with community. So not only do we, and this all unfolded, and I think so much of our life just kind of unfolds. And if we're willing to flow with it where it goes, it's going to take us in the right direction. Sometimes we have to get back on track, but as we, as COVID hit and everything locked down, most of the people I work with are seniors, a lot in senior living facilities. And all of a sudden they're at home, they're in their rooms, they're not seeing anybody. And it's like, yikes, a total isolation. So not only did we offer exciting and energetic classes, but it became a platform. It became a community where everybody meets together via Zoom, wonderful technology. And we began creating a community. So Lois, my oldest client from California, is 100 years old, lives by herself. We got to celebrate her birthday in March. She hops on and she talks to the people from here. We've got people in the Midwest. We have people on the East Coast. One of our instructors is from Puerto Rico. We have international tour guides from all over the world. We, in fact, we were in Bruges this morning in Belgium, which was really exciting. But we didn't get chocolate. I said, yeah, I said, my only complaint is you didn't give us chocolate.
Yeah.
So it's created a community. For me, that's socialization. So it's become a lifeline. Like one day I remember Lois hopped on and she goes, Shirley, did you get your hair cut? And Shirley's in a living facility in Northwest Phoenix, you know? And it's just the coolest thing because it became family and it became community. And I could just sit back and watch these people interact and new people walk in and we're waving at them. And it's just, you know, it's just an incredible thing. I've always loved inclusiveness and a community where anybody is accepted. All ages, all abilities. We don't care who you are. We don't care how old you are. You are welcome here. Come be part of this community and share who you are. And maybe you can grow through it. Maybe Lois is going to inspire you to, you know, do 35 chair squats, but she's standing the whole time or, you know, whatever. But, you know, come find some inspiration in that community and have the freedom to be who you are.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's so important.
I mean, there are so many things that you just hit upon that I'm just going, oh my goodness, more aha moments, more discussions. And one of the things that really comes to mind is in using the phrase community. And again, having been involved in our pandemic now for a year and over a year now, a year plus, and looking at the impact the pandemic had, when we all had to shelter in place and so on and so forth, especially those lovely seniors that are living in communities. And one of the things we found is that we are social, humans are social animals. Mm-hmm. And so time will tell what the impact has been in being told to like go to your room for a year. And so things that you're like what you're doing right now, building that community and sharing mm-hmm. that way. And again, through technology, we are able to do so many things that we never dreamt of
Absolutely.
Being able to do before.
Yeah, and connect with people we would never would have had the opportunity to connect with. And not to say that, you know, touching people and hugging people and meeting in person is not important. It certainly is. But, you know, I have some facilities that wanted me to come back into the facility and be on site. But, you know, what's changed is hardly anybody is coming back into that space. Because of just exactly what you said, you know, what's happened to us during the last year, life has changed. Mm-hmm. Life has changed. So just on a side note, it's like everybody's like, oh, I'm not sure, you know, what my life looks like now.
Yeah. And I experienced the same thing because I've been invited to come back to a couple of the communities that I was teaching in. And again, the same thing. The clients, the residents aren't the same. They just aren't trusting and they're still being asked to wear masks and it's just it's not the same, but they're feeling their way. We're all feeling our way through it.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's part of it too. It's adjusting, you know, and that fits. I was just looking at Joan's paper here. She's got the awareness to action and there are five A's, and it's awareness, acknowledgement, acceptance, action, and authenticity. And all of those relate to what we just talked about here. It's like aware of the situation, right? And then we're acknowledging that things are not the same. And so now we're having to take an action to maneuver, figure out how to maneuver in this new world that we're living in. So very interesting.
So we need to go on break right now. But when we come back, you know, Vicki and I have talked about utilizing the five A's of the whole basis of the show. And she just shared one example. And we're going to talk more about that. We're also going to talk about the essence of passion and where that passion comes from, as well as looking at the way one of the tools we might need to look at in taking action is looking at changing or adjusting our belief system. We can change our beliefs. Our beliefs don't always have to be hardwired. Yes, looking both ways before we cross the street, that should be hardwired. But there are other beliefs that we can adjust and change. So we're going to talk about that when we come back, okay? See you in a minute.
Perfect.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Awareness to Action, where my guest today, Vicki Ogner, is talking about, again, those triple whammies that she was faced with, and again, how you have to constantly make movements. And she just told her story about, even in her business, creating her business, how she had to make huge adjustments just to move during pandemic times. How do we, those of us that love to teach humans in person, they weren't available to us. So that helped her create what she has right now. But I'm sure, again, along the line, you've got to make some adjustments with what goes on up here about what you're going to be sending out there. So one of the questions that, when we go back and look at this aha moment, was there an aha moment that pushed you to create, as you said, you gave the whole iteration as far as, you know, 2019, you decided to do a life fit and free. What was the huge aha moment to be who you are today in the form that you are with Alive, Fit, and Free? Because that, it's a community, it's also an attitude and a mindset, but it's, you're the leader.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So in a nutshell, ha, ha, ha.
We didn't rehearse this question.
but I have to go back to why community is so important to me. I'm an only child. And I grew up in a Japanese neighborhood in Northern California, and my best friends were Japanese. I thought I was Japanese, okay? I have blonde hair and blue eyes, right? And, you know, I could speak Japanese. I was just part of the family. And we would go dance at the Buddhist church. We'd have a bazaar. We'd have our clackers and our little kimono. And one time I was about 6 years old and I went there and somebody commented on my lovely blonde hair and blue eyes. I was devastated because I didn't know that I wasn't Japanese. No, true story. I never went back. So I had no... I was so devastated because I didn't belong. I wasn't like they were, you know, back then I thought I had to, you know, you have to be like them to fit in. But, you know, so my whole life, I always wanted brothers or sisters or, you know, I always wanted people around me. So I have six children because I wanted a big family.
You took care of that.
I fixed that. I created my own little community. But so it's very important to me for nobody to ever be left out. You know, I would hate it if there were a group of girls and somebody was left out or wasn't included. It just, to me, that wasn't nice. So I always wanted to have that community and to let people know, you know, to let people know that they were welcome. And I think one thing that has been so cool is that, you know, I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to myself. I just am kind of out there doing my stuff and like this idea comes along and go, oh, that sounds like fun. And I just jump right into it. Now, sometimes that's a great thing. And sometimes it's not, because you get into the middle of it and you go, what in the world did I get myself into? Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, if I sat there and planned that thing out and thought about it and went through all the steps, I'd be so exhausted mentally that I'd probably never take a step. But anyhow, all of that to say that in my classes, I tell funny stories about myself. I laugh at myself, and that allows other people to laugh at themselves and be okay with who they are. Because I truly believe, and I've learned this just recently, been learning this, is that so often we feel like there are parts of us that we don't like or that we want to change, but they don't need to be changed. first of all, they need to be embraced because that's part of who you are. We can't be all light. We can't be all good and happy and wonderful. We've got to have the other side too, because it's all of a balance. But once we realize that that's a part of us too, and we can accept those things that we don't like about ourselves or we think are terrible or that we want to hide, then show that part some love, and then it has no power over us, and we can let go of it, and we can change, like you said, those beliefs around that thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I kind of got off track there, but
You just spoke, again, so many volumes of information that is also true as far as accepting who you are and accepting where you are in this moment.
Correct.
That, I think, is also vitally important. I've been listening to a lot lately about the law of impermanence and the fact that, you know, as we look at it, this too shall pass. That is an element of the law of impermanence.
Right.
And if you wait long enough and develop patience, this is it'll pass if you allow it to. And you've got to get out of your head or change the narrative that's going on inside of your head. And you can make the decision if it's something that you want to keep. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do to keep it? And if it's something that you want to adjust or enhance or revise or recreate, you have that beauty as well. And that's, I think, a piece of this show and all of my guests. I mean, that's part of their stories along that line. I certainly have been down that road, and you certainly have been down that road. And it's interesting, as I am speaking with and reaching out and being reached out to from listeners, they are talking about these tidbits and these nuggets that they are pulling that they need at the moment. And somebody came to me one day and just said, you know, I knew about this, but the way your guest shared it, I took notes. I'm now going to do something about it because now I've got a way to go forward. Because so many times we don't even know, like you said, we get in and then we go, well, now what do I do? And we're, you know, the fear of failure, all those things play into the game, but it's all of it is a piece of us.
Right. Absolutely. All of it is a piece of us.
Yep.
And, you know, and I was listening to something just the other day, and I actually wrote this down, and this man was saying that the journey that we are on, some people have this belief that the journey that we are on is totally created by us, that we create those situations that we need to move forward, to transform, to become, I like to say, to become who we are rather than transform or change, because I think we're, you know, inherently still who we are. Is just opening that up and letting that out and becoming more of who we are. But, you know, that's really true. I think that we all, I don't want to say it that way, but the circumstances that come into our lives are custom designed for our needs at that time. Some of us have little things that they learn great lessons from, and some of us tend to be a little more, I don't know, I was going to say hard-headed, but I don't think that's it. Some of us need bigger things to get our attention, right? To shake us a little bit so that we go, oh, wait a second, there is something different here. And, you know, I just happen to be one of those people that seems to need those bigger things to really rattle my cage. And it's kind of been that way my whole life. I was reading something the other day, and it said, and the writer said, why do you always make things so hard for yourself? And I thought, oh, what an interesting question that is. You know, do I make circumstances and situations hard because I want more of a challenge? I don't know. But, you know, I think so often we just need to don't overthink it. Just go, okay, what am I going to do where I'm at with what I have right now? How am I going to deal with this right now and move through that? And sometimes, you know, if it's a big situation, we don't really even have time to think. We just have to do.
Well, no kidding. You know, the mothers lifting cars off of their children.
And absolutely.
When that parasympathetic system kicks in, mm-hmm. you know, or I should say the sympathetic system kicks in.
Yeah.
Look out, because We can move Earth.
Yes.
And again, it's appreciating all those things and the ability that we have. And, you know, the things that you're talking about, again, are things that we spoke about. You got it framed a little bit differently, but one of the questions that you posed when you and I were chatting about this, when we talked about, you know, where your passion came from or comes from, and how do you renew that passion all the time? And you had questions of like, you know, what am I supposed to do now? I mean, and when do we stop and ask ourselves that question to say, all right, and do we wait to listen to that answer? Or do we charge ahead? And have we also gotten tripped up because we're charging ahead? And so we're being given the opportunity once again to learn that lesson. So do you have anything to speak to about that? And we're going to be breaking shortly.
Yeah, my answers to those were yes, yes, and yes, and no, no, no. There is no rule, right? I mean, sometimes, yes, we need to step back and go, oh, okay, let me think through this thing. And I think it's always great to take a step back and look at things from a different perspective. But sometimes in a situation that is urgent, you don't have time to do that. You just need to get in there and do what needs to be done and then step back and take a little break. I know when my husband passed away, he was 56 and our children were aged 3 to 18. He had a heart attack one Sunday and died the next. And we were in the middle of building our own home, just getting ready to hang sheetrock. And I didn't have time to stop and grieve. My way of dealing with it was just to get in there and work my little tail off. But what happened was about 5 years later, I crashed and burned because I never let myself stop and think and really feel the feels and get that grief out. But my initial reaction was to, and the parasympathetic must have been on, the sympathetic nervous system must have been on hard drive and fully engaged for those 5 years before I just said, okay, I've got to stop. Something's got to change on the inside. I can't go on like this. And I'm not saying that, you know, that was the way to handle it. There's no way to handle grief. You just do what needs to be done at the time. You know, you can't put a definition on that, but yet I had 6 children that I needed to take care of. I needed to finish the house and I needed to try and support us in some way or another. And so that put me back into my passion, which was helping people get well. And this just added a new dimension to it. It was like, I could teach you all the exercises and give you all the right foods to eat. But if I'm not dealing with your emotions and your belief system and your thoughts, you're not going to be okay. And Ken's death was what spurred me into that last piece to go and get help for myself, which started me more on that self-awareness journey and helped me find that, like I said, that missing piece. There's 3 pieces. It's internally, it's the emotions, it's the mind, it's the spirituality, and it's the physical body as well. They all work together, and I can't be healthy on one level and be unhealthy on another.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I am so glad that this show is being recorded and is going to be out there for as long as it's going to be out there, because people, when listeners hear what you just said, I hope they're going to like push the little dial back and listen to it again. Push the little dial back and listen to it again, because you just shared a ton of really good information in that the body needs to react. I mean, the body is geared when we go into that heightened nervous situation or the heightened alert situation, the fight, flight, freeze point. When we come out of it, we need to repair our body. We just can't jump into another thing. We've got to let it happen. And whether it be grief, whether it be to enjoy joy, I mean, whatever it is, it's still an emotional hit. So on that note, let's take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about maybe some of the things that you truly found. I mean, like you said, it was head down running for you at that point in time, but truly to get to where you are today. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about your business and how people can find you and enjoy you and experience you. So thanks so much. See you in a minute.
Yes.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, Ricky Schwartz, Certified Life Coach here. Look, life coaching is a very personal business, so how can you possibly know whether I'm the right one to get into the weeds with you? By getting to know me through my radio show called My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life with Ricky Schwartz. Live every second and fourth Wednesday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And if you do decide to swipe right, go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's get started together.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation. With me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go. Whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle, that process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them. That's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
And welcome back to Awareness to Action. I'm Joan Marlowe, and my guest today, Vicki Ogner, and the founder of Alive Fit and Free. And she just told, if you missed any part of the last couple of minutes, you need to go back and listen again. Trust me, what she just shared was pretty amazing as far as a way to move forward and to look at your life and to explore how to keep moving and how to repair your body and attain and then maintain that health and well-being. So when you choose to take action, what do you do? What are you finding about yourself? As you said earlier, the lessons keep coming and coming and coming and coming. So what are you finding that you're that's working for you to do the best in moving forward?
Okay, boy, that's just a loaded question.
Sorry.
Okay.
That.
No, that's fine. So there is no definition of what that looks like. Each one of us is totally different, right? So I'm an impulsive, jump right in. Oh, that sounds like fun, like I said, and I just dive right in and then halfway through I go, oh my gosh, I had no idea. But, and so that's my personality. I'm not afraid of change. But I can't get stuck on perfectionism. And so I have to,
I need to find a guest. I can talk about that.
Yeah. And so, and I didn't realize I was a perfectionist until, I started filming all the time and everything, I look at my background going, looks good. You know, I'm filming classes every day. Today I already filmed. We had to do a video library that we need up soon. So I filmed 3 classes this morning. And so everything has to be perfect. But it's like, oh my gosh, how did you turn into this? But you know what? It's really okay. So it's not. So I guess I would say, take your eyes off of yourself. You know, go in here and go, oh my gosh. Number one, you gotta find something to get excited about, even in the midst of something that's horrible. So like, let's go back to the cancer thing. You know, I was 25, I was a hippie living off the land. I was doing everything against society. I was back in the 70s, late 70s. And, you know, I didn't want to have anything to do with anything that resembled, a conformist point of view. So when I developed cancer, my dad was dating a lady that was into natural food. She was a health food nut, is what you called them back then. And so she said, hey, I found this really cool program. Why don't we try it first and see if you get well? And I said, okay, being the, you know, nonconformist that I was. And again, always up for a challenge, always up for a dare. And, you know, and I got well. And that gave me the passion to move ahead and help people get, I mean, that was the start of it. It was like, yes, people need to know that they don't have to die tomorrow. You know, that there is another way. So that was the beginning of that journey. And, you know, something came alive inside of me. So even in the midst of that horrible thing, I had a plan. I became aware of it. I accepted it. I acknowledged it. And I had a plan to move forward that made me excited because I was also learning something that I could share with other people. And I love to learn. I will forever be a student. And so for me to learn how the body worked and what nutrients, I mean, I read everything I could get my hands on. So you see, for me, that was the silver lining. And then to be able to share that with other people and get them excited about it too, the ears that would, you know, that needed to hear that. So I think that if we can look at things in a different way, instead of being, and now I'm not saying that we need to totally ignore our emotions or anything that's happening, because we're going to have those. You're going to freak out. You might be afraid. You might be frozen, because when we face fear, it can freeze us. Fear is just the edge of what we know. That's all fear is. And I love that quote. I think I heard it from Mary Morrissey. Fear is just coming to that edge of what's known. We don't know what's on the other side, and it can be frightening. But if we take a step back and go, okay, look at where I've come in my life that's brought me to this point. I went through all these other things that I was afraid of or that I didn't want to do, but it made me stronger and I'm here now. So if I just go, okay, today, what can I do with what I have, where I'm at, to take one little itty bitty step, if that's what we need to do. So we play a game in our head. And so I always will break things down in little pieces, go, okay, you can take one little step, just move those toes forward a little bit. Okay, you did it, right? Inch forward just a little bit, or find one little tidbit that can spark something inside of you that will light you up. Go, oh, okay. Okay, even with Ken's death, it was like, no, that's a totally different story, because I, you know, took care of myself by working my little tail off, you know, and didn't deal with anything emotionally. But that's how I had to get through that, because I have a lot of physical energy and it had to be done. You know, that's how I chose to deal with that. But still finding something or some reason to get up every day. Right. I had kids I had to take care of. I had to do that, or I had to go work on the house and get it finished, or whatever that is. But you're going to have to get inside and go, you know, I can't sit here frozen in fear. I can't. Whatever you're facing, I can't. I have to take a step, and taking that first step, no matter how small it is, that's going to start gaining that momentum for you to move forward and forward and forward. And once you get to the other side, you're going to look back and go, oh my gosh, yep. Wow, I never would have chosen this journey, but I wouldn't trade who I am now for who I was back then, because of what it taught me along the way and who I've become. You know, so for each person, you're going to have to find what it is that you can grab onto, something little teeny, even if it's just a speck of something, grab onto it and then hold tightly to get you through to the next step.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Again, pearly words of wisdom throughout. And it is. It's all about inching your way forward. And even if you're taking three steps forward and one step back.
Absolutely.
And the next day, it'll be another three steps forward and maybe a step back. And then maybe the next day, be two steps back. But it's okay.
Right.
And it's about being kind and gentle and loving and self-compassionate is also very important to you.
Absolutely.
Well, very important.
And don't overthink it. Get out of your head. Just do it. Just get out of your head. Don't ruminate. It's like, think it through and let go, but put it away. Don't pull it back out and look at it again and second guess yourself. Just do, yes. And so, because that's also another point of procrastination or freezing or just being paralyzed because you're going, oh my gosh, I don't know if that's the right thing to do. Well, you know what? You're not going to know until you try it. And if you try it and realize it's the wrong thing to do, you can change directions. But as long as you stay there doing nothing, nothing's going to transform. Nothing's going to change.
What's the worst that can happen to me? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And again, you know, I don't know if for you, you had trusted friends or whatever who were also there. I mean, you had your kids supporting you as well, saying, come on, mom, you can do it. And because again, none of us are out here alone. That's very important as well. So before we reach the end of our show, and boy, this is a fast show. Let's talk a little bit about what you're offering our listeners and also where people can find you.
Sure. So we have an online community and we connect through classes and events. So we're trying to create as many fun and exciting and out of the box kinds of classes and events for all abilities, all ages. So our website, Live Fit and Free, has some teasers on there, some little short videos. We also have a YouTube channel. We're on social media, Instagram and Facebook, Alive Fit and Free. But right now, not only do we offer the classes, but like I said, it's a community that meets and connects through virtual events. Like I was saying earlier, we were in Bruges this morning. It was wonderful. So it is an international community. We have people from, I think, 9 different countries that are a part of us.
Wow.
And we just allow that safe space for you to be and experience life and to come alive, to be alive, fit and free. So right now we're offering 2 weeks of free classes for anybody that would like to try us, any of our classes and events, but we also just are restructuring things. So for individuals, we have a new pricing point for $47.99 a month. You get all of our 60 plus events and classes that you can participate in. And if you sign up for that, you get 1 month free. That can be canceled before you ever have to pay a penny on that credit card. So if you want to try us and you're going, oh, I kind of like this, give it a month's worth. And if you change your mind, then that, you know, I hope you learned something and good luck in whatever you're doing. So that's what we're offering right now. We have a lot of different free events and free tips and tools that we share with other people, lots of fun interviews that we've put up online, and just plain having a good time.
Yeah.
We laugh a lot.
That's what's important in life. That's for sure. And as Vicki said before, I mean, she laughs at herself as well. And her smile is just so genuine. You know, when you're seeing her in class or whatever, what you see is what you get in all things.
Thank you.
So we're going to break we're going to break again for a commercial and come back and talk a little bit about another topic that you and I shared a lot of conversation about, and it related to process. And there were so many things that we talked about, and we come back and talk about process. And also, you know, with other guests, they too talked about the process that we look at, we go through. And I think that's vitally important for us. We say there are no rules, but yeah, there are rules somewhere out there. So just, and again, to have the faith in yourself. So let's go off to break and we'll come back and we'll do our finish. Thank you so much for being here.
Ascending with the Octurians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
And welcome back. And while we were offline, we're joking about going, oh my goodness, the end of the show is coming and there's so many more things we need to do. And Vicki already wants to come back. So not that we ever will want to have anything to talk about, but no. So Vicki might be coming and doing an encore with us. And maybe we'll actually have her do some of her classes or whatever for us. Who knows?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah. So let's see where it goes. So one of the things that she and I spend a lot of time with, and she's touched upon, are those five A's that are so vitally important for the soul meaning of this show, and the awareness, the acceptance, the awareness, acknowledgement, acceptance. And we've talked about that acknowledgement and acceptance. Sometimes you can't separate them. They are like really, really, really closely aligned. They happen like boom, boom. And other times you go, whoa, is that really what I was asking for? And you say, whoa, do I want to accept that or not? And that might be a point in time when it's time to make an adjustment. So we'll see where that goes. So as we move through all of these steps in this process, how do we hold dear to that level of authenticity? Or is that not vital for you?
Oh, you know, for me, it's extremely vital. You know why? Because my whole life, I didn't know who I was and I didn't want to show the true me. So I hid behind, you know, whatever facade or mask or whatever I wanted to make people accept me so that I was likable. And it wasn't until after Ken's death, I crashed and burned and went to this incredible school. And I learned that who I was and that it was okay to be me. I mean, I never felt like I fit in the box. I was flighty. I jumped all around. I was spontaneous. I never sat still. And it was always sit still, be quiet, sit still, be quiet, you know. And so for the first time in my life, it was like, oh my gosh, it's okay to be me. And I like that. And now I can just be, you know, who I am. And so, but that was the beginning of the process. It doesn't happen overnight. You just don't go, okay, now I'm here. Wonderful. It's that continually unfolding. I mean, it's probably daily I run up against something that makes me question, why am I thinking that? Is that an old belief that I need to throw away that's making me react or act to something in a particular way? Or it's like, you know what, that wasn't a very nice thought about whatever that might be. Maybe you need to step back and reframe that, or finding myself thinking something about me that's from my old patterning. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like, I'm not going to think that about me anymore. I am going to say, okay, you know, I don't, you know, that was quote, what we might call a mistake, but nothing's really a mistake. But, you know, it's like, okay, now instead of beating myself up over that thing, whatever it might be, I'm going to embrace that. And I'm going to learn from that and say, it's okay. You know, that's another just learning tool. But when we start that process of awareness, we can't help but be authentic. Because those layers start to peel away that we've hidden behind our whole lives. And again, it's gradually, it's like that onion and you peel those layers away. I mean, if we got stripped down to the bones right away, we would be so raw if we just, you know, go hide under a rock, because that's just too much, you know? So it's a gentle unfolding. It's a gentle becoming. And we need to understand that that's the process, and to embrace that process. You know, we always hear it's the joy and the journey. Well, it kind of is. I mean, the end goal is great, but it's when we're walking through this no man's land in the middle of it, you know, and it gets hard and tiring, whatever it might be, that's where the true growth happens, to prepare us for being at that final spot, right? It's like, for being at that goal, we've got to change something from who we are over here to who we're going to be when we get here. And all of that happens in this processing, mm-hmm. the processing as we unfold and become more of who we are.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's the whole premise of this show. Again, for each one of my guests to be telling a story of what their process was, so that others can learn and to feel okay with thoughts that they might be having about how things might not be going the way they thought it was going to be going, because maybe that wasn't the way you were meant to be learning it.
Absolutely.
And why so many times you've heard something five times and the sixth time you hear it, all of a sudden it clicks.
Yeah.
Well, where does that come from? That doesn't happen by accident either. None of this happened by accident. And so it's looking, but I think another element of this, at least what I like to talk about as well, is being an observer in your own life. I mean, observing what's going on, observing when you take an action, how am I reacting to it? How are others reacting to what I imagined it to be? And then I also believe in that word of noticing. I mean, just noticing within yourself, how does it feel? Does it feel good in here? You know, trusting that gut, the gut is part mm-hmm. of it. And we're all connected. Where this goes, the rest follows. Mm-hmm. But again, where the mind and the heart and the gut lie is also a piece of our authenticity. And again, I also think that some people might try to make changes too darn quickly. And it is. It's a process. And it could be, you know, a slow little turtle move. And that might be a better way, because then you can take the time to pause and observe and see what else is going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you hit on a really good point. You know, what's going on the inside? How are we feeling in that gut? And that's going to sometimes help to guide us if we're trying to rush right in and do something, or we think that there's a time limit on something, which maybe there is, but, you know, just for sake of discussion here, you know, it's like, no, if that doesn't feel okay on the inside, then you need to back off and be an observer. Stand back and look at the whole situation like you're standing up on top of a hill and you're looking down at everything. You know, what's that all look like? And get a different perspective and really go with that gut feeling. Because I don't know about you, but more often than not, when I'm not feeling okay with something and I blast ahead into it, I should have stopped at the start.
That's oh so true. And, you know, one of the things I do with clients as well as students is, you know, we talk about finding out where you feel your intuition. Where does that happen? And is it truly in your gut? For me, you know, my arms come alive. And, you know, and I often say when the hair on the back of your neck goes up, you go into a room, there's something going on in that room that you need to be aware of.
Yes.
And absolutely. Just stop and don't just keep on plowing, because that's when you're going to fall into a hole.
Yeah.
So that's an issue.
Absolutely.
Any last words before we close out this show?
You know what? Just love on yourself. You know, learn to love yourself and laugh at yourself. Don't take yourself so seriously. You know what? Like Joan said, this too shall pass. So, you know, lighten up and enjoy life. Be alive, fit, and free. Go have fun. Find something to laugh at and get delighted in every day, and then share that with somebody else.
Yep.
Even if it's just a smile. Go smile at somebody or stand in front of them or be silly. And you know what? They're going to laugh too. So, yep, you know, enjoy it. Yep, yeah.
Yeah. Play with that. I mean, now that we're getting to the point where we can be free of our masks a little bit more and we're actually finding pleasure in seeing people's faces, I mean, their mouths. Now we can, I used to always say, I'm really smiling under my mask. I'm really smiling under my mask. And, you know, just have fun with this and people will just smile back at you. It just, you know, that old adage where you're passing somebody on the sidewalk, if they're grim, you smile, they're going to smile. They're going to do this and go, what is she smiling about? It made them stop. And that's what's important. Sometimes we need that kind of
absolutely.
So I don't even know where to begin to say thank you, Vicki.
Joan, thank you for having me.
This has been a complete joyride.
Oh, so much fun.
And so many pearly words of wisdom are out there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So our listening audience, you can find Vicki at her email address is Vicki@alivefitand.com. You can check out her website. She's on Facebook. So please find her, follow her, because again, we just need to live the best life we possibly can.
Absolutely.
And we're doing that in a life fit and free manner. So until next time, Joan Marlowe, Awareness to Action, Vicki Ogner with A Life Fit and Free. And we look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for joining this Awareness to Action episode. Join me next time for more inspiring stories that will shift your perspective and allow you to see pathways toward a more fulfilling life. It doesn't come overnight, but with a positive outlook and a will to keep moving forward, you will get there, and it will be worth every twist and turn along the way. A willingness to learn from this experience is key. If plan A doesn't work, remember, you have plans B through Z to continue your journey. With each adjustment, you're one step closer to turning a possibility into a reality. For more information about me or to work with me personally, visit peacefullyhealing.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.